Spokane writer Sherry Jones has just published her latest novel, Josephine Baker's Last Dance. It's an historical novel that looks at the life of the woman who found international fame as a dancer. But the story is much more than just that of Baker's dancing prowess. Jones says when she first began writing the book, she anticipated it would be rather frivolous and lighthearted.
It turned out, you know, to be something much different than I had expected, this book. But she was so inspiring. You know, I spent 4 years working on this book. And what kept me going was the inspiration that was Josephine Baker, because in spite of, you know, all her obstacles in her life, she prevailed. She did all the things that she wanted to do in life. She dared to dream big, and she made things happen for herself.
Among those things, leaving her life in the United States, journeying to France to become the first person of color to become a superstar entertainer, where her dancing was performed almost in the nude. She dabbled in films and tried to make a name for herself in America, but could not find the success here that she had found in Paris. Later, Baker found her talents allowed her to enter the world of intrigue as she became a spy for the Allies during World War II.
She would go to parties and meet German generals, and she would get them to divulge their secrets, and then she would write everything down in invisible ink on her sheet music or on pieces of paper that she would safety pin to her underwear.
Sherry Jones says in the 1950s, Baker again returned to America to perform, but was insistent that any performances she give be for an integrated audience. That demand was met at one Miami nightclub.
The other nightclubs in Miami saw that they were succeeding, and they started integrating too.
Wow.
And she had publicly proclaimed at a press conference that she would not perform in any theater that was segregated. She wouldn't dine in any restaurant that was segregated. She wouldn't stay in a city that segregated its hotels. And she stayed true to that, and she got a lot of places integrated for the first time in 1951.
Josephine Baker's support for civil rights hit a high point in 1963 when she shared the stage with Martin Luther King Jr. at the March on Washington. Sherry Jones' book, Josephine Baker's Last Dance, has been published by Gallery Books, a division of Simon & Schuster. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.